This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I need to tell you, Michael, about my new relationship.
Tell me right now, quickly. Oh, yes.
Now, well, so a friend of mine said to me...
Is it Tim that you went out with last
night?
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Well, I've started seeing a new PT.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And so a friend of mine...
Did you like the old one?
Fine.
But he kept going away, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. Yep. So I've had three. Mm. Chris was wonderful.
Loved Chris.
Helped me lose a lot of weight.
Yep.
A couple
amazing.
Of years ago.
Good on him.
3 years ago. Brilliant.
Body fitness.
Brilliant. Then had another one, kept moving away, whatever. Anyway, then my friend Rory said to me, my PT is fantastic. You should go and see
him. This is Mark Chilton's boyfriend.
No. Anyway. Anyway. So I went and met this guy, right?
Yeah.
And I just thought, because, you know, I'm going away in 3 months, right?
You want to look your peak.
Want to look amazing.
Well, because I will just quickly get this in, that Craig hadn't seen you for ages and said how wonderful you look.
Right. Well, thank you, Craig. Mm. Yes. Anyway.
I made that up just
now. Anyway, so I went and met this guy, and he was like, you know, this basically an Adonis, like amazingly.
He's what?
Like, you know,
an Adonis.
What do you think you say? Adonis, do you say? Well, anyway.
An Adonis.
Well, I say Adonis.
Sounds like a snake.
Okay.
Well, that's what he is.
That's like having an adidectomy.
Well, exactly. Anyway, so I went and met with this guy, right? And so he's like, you know, so we're sitting down on the fitness balls because they don't have chairs here.
Okay.
And he says, you know, tell me about... But anyway, so we're going through the whole sort of motions. You know, what do you eat? And then he says, oh, and so like, what about like, you know, drinking? Do you go out much? I said, yes. And I thought, I'm not going to lie about anything.
What's the point?
And he said, so
once
like...
a week.
Do you go out... That's what he said. He said, so do you go out like Friday and
yes.
Saturday nights?
Yes.
I said, yes. And sometimes Sunday.
Yeah.
And sometimes Thursday.
Yeah.
I said, to be honest, sometimes Thursday. And he says, okay, so like how much would you drink?
Oh, this is making sense now.
And I said, well, to be honest, look, probably about 10 drinks, sometimes more.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, okay, so like over the course of the weekend, 10 drinks. Very good. And went to move on to the next question. And I said,
No. Sorry, no. I've got to stop you there.
I meant 10 each time.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, right. Anyway, moved along.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started training.
It's normally a red wine or a vodka soda. Though,
exactly what I said to him.
And
yes.
A lot of those is just water.
Yes.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I said to him. But he did say to me a little later, no, you need to cut that down.
Oh,
anyway.
I don't like him.
Wow.
I do not like him.
You were telling me last week to do abstain in April.
Yeah, but that's just a month, not a whole time of your life.
Not a whole time of your life.
If we sat there in the Beagle tent last night, did you notice, Craig? And these two arrived, Glenn and Tim, Tim said, oh, Glenn, do you want a drink? And they said, yeah, I just have a soda water. And I thought, oh, he's going to have a vodka soda. Right. No, came back with two bottles of soda water.
That's
and
all right.
I knew something was up.
It was a Tuesday
You're
night.
You're seeing somebody else. You can pack it in.
Anyway, so I've...
You'll be no fun.
Well, okay, fine. You're no fun normally, so...
I am fun when I drink.
Now you know what I
know it.
Anyway, I've put my photos on this website because he wants me to go on this Your Best Body competition.
Oh.
And so I've put a photo up and it's 8 weeks to get Your Best Body.
Wow.
Anyway, so we can follow up my progress.
Why not? I'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you. And will you be abstaining in April then?
Not fully.
No.
Because it's my birthday.
Okay.
And I'm going to a cocktail party. All right. And it's also Easter.
There'll always be something on. You're a very social person.
I know, but yeah.
Well, I'm going to abstain in April and I'm going to be ready to drink again for Gary
April
Wilson's 4th. 75th, which I think is coming up very, very soon.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We are not alone.
No, no.
And we've got two guests in here, and they've got a show coming up all about the momentous occasion of turning 30.
Yes.
Now, it's called Saturn Returns. Welcome back to the Royal Daltons, Simon and Lachlan.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Hello. Oh,
it's good to have you
See,
here.
See, now, look at these two professionals, straight into the microphone and loud. It gets very dull when we have people come in and we have to say, into the mic. It seems like an obvious thing, but...
Amateurs.
I think amateurs. Now, so hold on, how recent is this turning 30?
Recent enough to still be traumatized by
it. All right. And why is it so bad? What happens to you then?
Why isn't it?
All right. Well, you're going to have to narrow that down. Are we talking your wrinkles?
Your wrinkles.
You haven't got any wrinkles.
They're
underneath them.
Perhaps. Right. You get fat. You start going grey. We're finding grey hairs, grey pubes.
Oh, kind of growing hair in places, you know, where you don't want it and losing it in places that you do.
What about in the ears? Yeah. Have you got that yet?
My nostrils are off the Richter.
There we go, I said that earlier.
We were starting our show today and he goes,
they seem to pop out. Because obviously they're up there, but they're,
sometimes they hide.
Yes, they do.
And then they come out and they go,
inopportune moments.
And those kind of John Howard eyebrows that arrive, unpleasant.
Yes, and he was over 30 for most of his life. Yeah. Well, he still is, I guess.
And you thought not only is this happening because it, you know, generally happens to everybody that you get older, you thought, well, I'm going to make a comedy out of this.
But you know what? Stuff it. Yep. I'm going to make a comedy out of this.
Got it.
If you can't cry, laugh.
Fair enough.
Now, why Saturn Returns?
Well, Saturn, you know, Saturn takes 29 and a half years to orbit the sun.
Wow.
Who knew?
They're entertaining and knowledgeable.
Correct. Who knew?
It's like Wikipedia, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much where we did all of our research for the show.
Shut up, Simon.
So it's kind of an astrological phenomenon that's kind of about, you know, the crises and the traumas of turning 30.
Now, you guys have written a whole lot of original songs.
Correct.
What are some of the topics that partake in these songs?
Such topics as getting fat, finding a grey pube.
I've got FU gravity.
Yes, that's my...
I abbreviated that.
Obviously. That's my kind of ballady, deep number.
So it's not all of laughter and fun.
It's mainly laughter.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do try to hit a nerve here and there.
Yeah. It'd take you on a journey.
Oh, yes.
I find if people aren't laughing, then that's the bit I didn't want to be funny.
Exactly.
The post-analysis.
Exactly right. Now, well, let's get onto this bit because the Butterfly Club, which used to be in South Melbourne, is now no longer. I don't know if everybody in the world knows it's moved, but it has moved. It's right into the city.
Yeah, that's right. They moved into Carson Place, which is just off Little Collins Street, just kind of near the town hall. So,
and it's a big space, isn't it?
It's much bigger, but they've kind of managed to recreate the magic that they had there in South Melbourne.
Which is bizarre, I think. I know how they did it, and I suppose you guys do, through bloody hard work and sweat, because, you know, they moved all those knickknacks, they moved over to the new place, didn't they?
Yeah, and they did them, like, by hand on the number one tram.
That
like,
would have
box
taken
by box.
One at
30
a time.
Years, I reckon.
One at a time.
Yeah, unbelievable, you know. Dolt head. Moving the doll's head now. You know.
By the time they got back, Saturn had orbited the Earth.
Yeah. There's a few more grey pubes over there now.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And you're doing a long run there, aren't you, at the Butterfly Club?
We are. We've done a run in the old Butterfly Club last year and we had a kind of full sellout season. So we thought, you know what? We're going to double it this time.
Why not?
But you also did, you've been to Adelaide, is that right? The Adelaide Cabaret Festival?
We've done the Brisbane
the
Cabaret
Brisbane
Festival.
Cabaret
we've
Festival.
Been to Adelaide.
Yeah. Right. I went there. We've been there, haven't we? Yeah.
The less that's said about what we chose happens to in Adelaide, the best, I think.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes. But yes, we toured to Brisbane with Tripod. On a tour up with them. So.
That's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're going to do a song live for us, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
What is this song?
Well, this is actually, it's a new song that we've added... just for you guys.
Oh, my Lord.
And everyone else that's going to come along and see the show at the Comedy Festival. And I guess it's looking at the positives. You know, a lot of the show focuses on the negatives of turning 30, but this is sort of looking more at the positives of that experience.
Now, not only are you both going to sing live, but you've got a ukulele there.
I do. I'm
going
to attempt to play it.
I think everybody loves a ukulele.
There is not a person on this earth who doesn't.
It makes me laugh. As an instrument, I've got my own instrument that makes me laugh, but that is a different one that makes me laugh.
Well, it makes me feel like a giant.
Yes.
Like I like to imagine so it as a normal guitar, but I'm just massive and I have giant hands.
He's an Adonis, isn't he?
It's mostly a visual gag that those on radio can't see.
Oh, so I think we can imagine.
I think people on radio know what a ukulele is.
Okay.
They know how small it is.
Yeah.
All right. And what's this song called?
What is this
song?
It's called The Older That You Get.
All right. Take it away.
You're getting on, it's sad but true.
It's painfully obvious when I look at you.
Yet before you run away and hide, just take a peek at the brighter side. So you've got a few grey pubes, well what the heck? Mr. Sheffield wooed the nanny with his little greying fleck. Just imagine how the world will see something in your pants when you show them your Cruella de Vil that's hiding in your pants.
So you're getting fat, well what the fuck? These days there's gastric lap and surgery and liposucky suck. If you're fat enough, then you might even get on TV too. If it ain't the biggest loser, there's always Honey Boo 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 Boo.
Holla for a dollar, Honey Boo Boo Chow.
Getting old and wrinkly doesn't mean you'll fade away. You can always dye your pubes and wear a sweet toupee. Getting old and wrinkly doesn't matter one small bit, 'cause the older that you get, the less you give a shit. The less you give a shit. Oh, finally, I can talk loudly in movies.
Yeah, well, simultaneously shushing everybody else.
I can do something else that's old.
I can drive, wear a hat while driving, like 30k's under the speed limit.
In the right-hand lane.
Yeah, while smoking a pipe.
Yeah, not indicating ever.
Oh, finally, I can regress to nappies and not feel ashamed.
I don't feel ashamed. So you're going bald, well what the hey? Going bald just means that you can choose to pay or not to pay. You could change it every day for a completely different do. Side part Sunday, mullet Monday, Tuesday, tips of green and blue.
So you're getting old, well whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Suddenly all of the driving laws now don't apply to you. You can say just what you like, no filter, right to people's faces. And finally you get to be an unashamed racist.
Oh, don't even get me started on those freaking Eskimos.
Shut up, Whitey.
Getting old and wrinkly doesn't mean you'll fade away. You can always dye your pubes and wear a sweet toupee. Getting old and wrinkly doesn't matter one small bit, 'cause the older that you get, the less you give a shit. The less you give a shit.
Yeah, the older that you get.
Yes, the older that you get, the less you give a shit.
Flawless.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, thank you very much. Brilliant. Love
Saturn
it.
Saturn returns. Now you start next Wednesday. Today week.
That's it. Run for 2 weeks.
All the way through to the 6th of April.
It's pretty much every night. Wow. Tuesday through to Sunday we're doing.
Fab.
Who goes out on a Monday?
Yeah. Nobody.
Only to the Prince
dollar
of Wales.
Yeah. And of course, it is at the brand spanking new Butterfly Club. You can get all the details from the butterflyclub.com.au.
Just
butterflyclub.com. Or it. You've got your own.
We do at www.saturnreturns.com.au.
Oh. Brilliant. Now you've got a little bit of an ad that you put together. Is that right, boys?
Yeah, this was a little something we wanted to put together for the Comedy Fest crowd, just to draw some more people in, get them intrigued and interested.
Well, all we can say is thank you very much for joining us and all the best.
Yeah. As always, a pleasure. See you around, boys.
Hey, you. Stop picking your nose and come and follow me. Are you looking to see a bit of comedy? Trying to get a little taste of the fest, but you want to see the best? Well,
hey you, are you getting confused by the massive guide? Do the masses of pages make you want to hide? Not to worry, you can take it from me. I got a show you want to see, 'cause
you'll flip and love this show. Your mom will flip and love this show. Your dad will flip and love this show. Your sis and your bro will love this show. Your friends will love this show. The friends of your friends will love this show. Your friends will love this show. And I'm pretty sure their friends will love this show. And if you like poo jokes,
then we've got poo jokes.
But if you don't like poo jokes,
we ain't got poo jokes.
And if you like awesome,
well, we've got awesome.
But if you don't like awesome,
well, oh.
You'll flip and love this show. Your mom will flip and love this show. Your dad will flip and love this show.
show. Your sis and your bro will love this show. Your friends will love this show. The friends of your friends will love this show. Your friends will love this show. And I'm pretty sure their friends will love this show. You'll flip and love this show. Your little pet dog will love this show. Your friend's dad's mate will love this show. Your neighbor's dead dog will love this show. You'll flip and love this show. Your sister's old friend will love this show. Your Bob's ex doll will love this show. Your zombified nan will love this show. You'll flip and love this show. Your mom will flip and love this show. Your dad will flip and love this show. Your sis and your boy will love this show. Your friends will love this show. Your friends and your friends will love this show. Your friends will love this show. And I'm pretty sure their friends will love this show.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.